reason you must leave your radio, please have the man at the door stamp your ear so you can listen again later.
WILO, Frankfort, Indiana.
At Milner Community Healthcare, we're blessed to be a part of restoring people's lives every day. From our loving and dedicated nursing team to our highly skilled therapist, Milner is your place for short-term rehabilitation. We treat a wide range of conditions using clinical programs proven to get the best results. Our goal is the same as yours, to get you back to good health and home as quickly as possible. Make the right choice for your recovery. Choose Milner Community Healthcare.
Indiana 811.
Hello?
Yes, you should contact 811 before digging, no matter how big or small the project. So, you want to put up a fence, plant a tree, and put in a new mailbox. We'll have someone sent to locate utilities for free within 2 working days.
Avoid damages or injury. Call 811 or visit 811now.com before you dig.
Sponsored by the Indiana Utility Regulatory Commission, this station, and the Indiana Broadcasters Association.
Mike Rowe here with my friend Chuck, who's learning that some home improvement projects are not all DIY.
Little help?
Chuck should get himself down to the home show to meet the trusted experts that can tackle the jobs we can't or shouldn't.
Don't miss the Indianapolis Home Show presented by EverDry Waterproofing, January 17th through 26th at the Indiana State Fairgrounds. Plus, explore the centerpiece home built by Davis Homes. Save on tickets at IndianapolisHomeShow.com, courtesy of Central Indiana Chevy Dealers.
Don't chuck it up. Go to the home show.
WhoIsYourLandTV.com is adding new events and programming to the broadcast day every day. Live and worldwide coverage of each morning's Party Line program on WILO. Parades, festivals, local sports, and more. All broadcasts are archived, so you can access when it's convenient for you. Right now is a good time to check out our recent broadcasts and see what's happening live all day at HoosierLandTV.com.
The news team you've come to depend on is expanding our news coverage area online. Log on to the new BoonCountyDailyNews.com to find out the latest going on in Lebanon, Zionsville, and all points in between and all throughout Boone County. Tell a friend and check back often as we continue to add new content daily. The news resources of WILO and Casper Media work around the clock to keep Boone County covered. Just log on to BoonCountyDailyNews.com for the latest in-depth news, weather, and sports information for Boone County.
This is Party Line on WILO AM and FM. Phone lines are open. Locally call 659-3338 or call toll-free in Kokomo and Lafayette at 1-800-447-4463. Now, let's rejoin Party Line on 1570 AM and 96.9 FM WILO.
Welcome back to Party Line on this Monday morning. I want to thank our sponsors. They are Susan Casper, State Farm Insurance, Encompass Credit Union, Milner Healthcare, Ivy Tech Community College, Simple Time Antiques, and ClintonCountyDailyNews.com. Plus our telecast online at HoosierLandTV.com, made possible by ProBite Computer Sales and Service, Wilson Farm Market, Home National Bank, Schultz IGA, Jim's Heating and Air Conditioning, and the Farmers Bank. I'm Kevin Keith, joined by Susan Gresham this morning with Coach Kids. Good morning, Susan.
Good morning.
We're in National Mentoring Month. We've already had you in one time this year. We wanted to get it in, get you in a couple times here to talk about mentoring and what all's going on at Coach Kids.
Yeah, well, it is exciting because it's National Mentoring Month, although January is kind of a tough month to get into.
Yeah, it is.
It's still kind of early for me, but we've had a great month so far. We're celebrating hashtag Mentor Mondays, where we're doing balloon drops. We're stopping by and visiting some mentors and just getting an opportunity to say thank you, but also to raise awareness, because some folks, they don't know that that person they work with is a Coach Kids mentor.
Sure.
So it's kind of cool to drop off a balloon, let it sit on their desk all day, and then they get bombarded with questions about how to be a mentor.
That's a great point. And maybe somebody would like their answers and say, hey, no, I'd like to be a mentor.
That's right.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
You're busy like I am.
Sure.
And you fit it into your schedule. So we appreciate those folks that let us come in and drop off.
So look for the balloon.
Yeah, look for the balloons. They say you rock.
Okay, so. And make sure you thank them, too.
That's
right. Okay.
That's right. They're giving their time and to make a difference in our community.
Great idea.
We had a proclamation. Friday was, this past week has been a really busy week at Coach Kids.
Mm-hmm.
But the mayor issued a proclamation, not just with Coach Kids, but also with the YMCA and with the Boys and Girls Club. And it was a great opportunity to have some people stop by at Old Stoney, and also the mayor just lends the city's support to youth mentoring, whether it's group mentoring or one-on-one mentoring. It's an opportunity to say, hey, our community stands beside each other, and we offer strength and encouragement. And so it was a great opportunity to come together, and the Angry Donkey supplied some bread pudding for us to enjoy.
World famous bread pudding.
That's right. And it was a cold day, but we appreciated the activity.
So we got some programs coming up over the next couple months, and I wanted to give you a chance to get those out there. It's the Mentoring 101.
Yeah, we do a monthly training at the Coach Kids office, and you can come by. You can come for 30 minutes to learn a little bit about Coach Kids, or you can come for 90 minutes and get on track to become a mentor yourself. Our next one is Tuesday, February 11th. We alternate between Tuesdays and Saturdays, and so in March it'll be Saturday, March 14th. And so you can come to those, but if those Tuesdays and Saturdays don't work for you, that's okay. Call the office. We'll be glad to work with you individually and do a training. Our goal is to get folks ready to mentor.
Mm-hmm. Kind of get them prepped and ready to go. Answer their questions.
Yeah. Well, a lot of people, I would say the biggest thing is just being afraid of what do I do with a kid,
mm-hmm.
right? That's not my own kid.
Right.
Trying to figure out how do you relate with some of these kids. And they're no different than you
or I.
They're
just small adults, right?
They are. Yeah. They are small adults. And so we just try to give tips and opportunities to discuss things that might come up in a regular relationship, let alone a mentoring relationship. So it's a nice opportunity to have those conversations. And so Tuesday, February 11th at 6:30, but give a call to the office, 654-8812, or check with us online and at coachkids.org and see if you can get involved in some way.
Plus, you can take them to the park and play basketball with them, buy them an ice cream cone at Milky Way or something, and just sit down and talk to them.
Yeah, when we make a match, we try to match kids and adults that have similar interests. So you find things to do that you both enjoy doing, and it's simple things. Plus, Coach Kids offers activities on a regular basis. In fact, Saturday it was really neat. There was a cooking class at the Angry Donkey, and the kids and mentors made apple pies.
Wow, okay.
So anybody that's complaining that kids these days, they don't know how to cook.
Yeah.
Who knows how to make a pie anymore?
Right.
I have to say I haven't made a pie myself in many years.
Been a while, yeah. Okay.
But Joe Dominant, the Angry Donkey, was patient. Took the time to show them how to make pies. If you want to see more about it, you can go to our Facebook page.
Okay.
And there's a video of the activities on Saturday. It was just really neat to see kids learning about this kind of basic thing that you don't think about all that much anymore. And so we try to offer activities like that. We've got a bowling event coming up in February for mentors and mentees. So we try to offer opportunities to get everybody together as a support, as an encouragement. The kids see they're not alone, and it's kind of neat. We build our own little community of adults and kids that can support and encourage each other.
So before we know it, February 8th we'll be here, which is the Fire and Ice Festival, right?
It is the Fire and Ice Festival downtown Frankfort. They already have all sorts of activities. I know Frankfort Main Street has bumper cars right now. So
yeah,
they
got
cool.
a lot going on.
The weather, I don't think, cooperated that great this weekend, but Fire and Ice adds something to do in the middle of a cold winter, so we're hoping we have some cold weather. Coach Kids is involved through having hot chocolate available for everybody that's coming around, and we also just have information about mentoring, so it's been a great partnership.
Good, yeah. And I think we had good weather last year, so that was good, because we did have a kind of a rainy, warmer day a couple of years prior.
It's not good if it's melting before you get to see it.
Yeah, yeah. So there's also your local Heroes Luncheon. It's April 9th, a couple months away, but you're looking for volunteers. Now's the time.
Yeah, our local Heroes Luncheon. Well, first of all, our local Heroes program is school-based, so it's mentors going into the school once a week for half an hour. And so we have a big celebration. We do it in April this year. It's April 9th. It's 11 to 1. But we look for volunteers in our community that you're just interested in kind of giving a helping hand. We also, some mentors, for some one reason or another, can't be there. So we also look for stand-in mentors, which is kind of cool to see, get to come in and have fun with the kids and enjoy Just hopefully we'll have good weather again. But it's a whole community thing. Usually the police and fire and everybody come, and it's just it's really encouraging. So if any of you are interested in coming in, call the office, 654-8812. Let us know you're willing to help, and you do have to do a background check to be around the kids. So
what kind of time commitment is a mentor looking at on a weekly basis or monthly or however you broke down?
Right. The school-based program is 30 minutes a week, and we're at all four county schools, so it's usually whatever school is most convenient to you. We have plenty of kids to connect with mentors, and so you put that together, and that's through the school year. Mm-hmm. Usually we say September to May. And then our community-based program is 4 to 6 hours a month, and you can split that up however you want to. It's completely outside
whatever
of school.
Works out for you guys, yeah.
So we've had mentors that meet every Monday for an hour. So they go to the library, they go to the park, they go walk at the Y, they do activities like that. Sometimes it's every other Saturday. We have a pair that they pick a movie one of their times that they meet, and they do an activity the second time they meet, and that's for 2 hours. So it can work in however your schedule works.
Okay, good, good. And if somebody's having a hard time figuring out what to do, again, you guys have a lot of activities and you got some ideas.
Yes.
So that's the easy part, right?
Yes. Well, you don't ever walk out of a match meeting without a list of things already prepared for you to
good,
do.
Good.
And our staff at Coach Kids is what we feel like it's important that we're a resource to you. So you hit a dead end, you call us. You will come up with all sorts of things. And that's also why we offer opportunities to do things together as a group, because sometimes that it's refreshing to not have to come up with something yourself.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, for sure. So what's the best way to contact you guys, and what else do you want us to know, Susan, this morning?
Yeah, well, you can become a mentor by giving us a call at the office, 654-8812, or contact us online. You go through a background check. You fill out gosh, it's too early this morning. You fill
There's
an application.
A form. There's
a form,
yeah.
You fill out, and you come in, you have an interview, and really our job is to see who makes a good fit. We want to do what's right by the mentor and the mentee. We believe that no match is better than a bad match, so we're really careful with how we put people together. We want this to be an encouraging thing for both kid and mentor.
And I know you've told me before that you've had kids who have come full circle, and then once they're adults, they'll be a mentor.
Yes, we see that, especially in the school-based program. We see kids that had mentors, they get into high school, and they ask if they can be a mentor as well, and it's really neat to see that come together. We've had so many success stories lately of our kids growing up to be these amazing young men and women, and it's because they have someone speaking into their life. My favorite, one of my favorite people in the world is Joellen Clark, and she has been with Lizeth for 8 years, and together, they just make sense. Lizeth was really shy and not quite sure what she wanted to do. And for a long time, that's what's neat about Coach Kids events, is that they would come. She'd be really shy. She wasn't sure if she wouldn't talk to you. And then over 8 years, she now comes in and says, hi! We're all like family, but it's neat. So she went from not being sure that she could even go to college, that hadn't been modeled for her in her life, and Joellen kept saying, hey, you could do this. You're smart. You could do this. And she has done it.
And now she's a cheerleader for you, right?
Yeah. She is, definitely. And she's excited about, she got into classes in high school where she could look at criminal justice, the criminal justice system, and now she wants to be an immigration attorney. So she's got high aspirations, and Joellen is the greatest cheerleader for that, because she says, you can do it. The sky's the limit. And really anymore, the sky isn't the limit. We can get past the moon and go to Mars. So it's really neat to see how a mentor, just with a little bit of cheerleading once a week or a couple times a month, can make a difference.
And even if kids have a supportive parent system, you know, I mean, they're telling them, but sometimes coming from your parents, it doesn't mean as much.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, it's kind of like you hear that all the time. So coming from someone else, it may be.
It does.
It's like, well, mom and dad are right.
Right. Our mentors, they're trying to take time outside of their normal schedule, outside of their families. They don't owe these kids anything. So when they say something nice, they really mean it.
Yeah.
And so there's something about that that really can spark our kids to make a big change and see that they can do good things, do big things.
Well, Susan, thank you again for coming in. And the phone number to call is 654-8812.
Yes.
You could just call anytime and you guys
yep.
will
yep.
answer any questions they have.
We are always available. We appreciate this community and everyone's willingness to jump in and make a difference.
All right. Thank you so much, Susan.
Thank you.
All right. We'll come back with more Party Line next on WILO.
When it comes to service, we take it personally. You see, we're small enough to remember your name, but we're also big enough to handle all your financial needs, no matter how they grow. Encompass Credit Union, federally insured by NCUA, community-minded just like you.
Looking forward, reaching higher.
Your free local online newspaper, ClintonCountyDailyNews.com, is your number one resource for information as you need it. Right at your fingertips, we have news, weather, sports, obituaries, the WILO program schedule, over 40,000 community photos, online surveys, community events, and WILO TV archives. Plus, click on the info tab to find out how you can contact your local and state representative. Find out what the buzz is all about, ClintonCountyDailyNews.com.
Join Ken Hartman every Saturday morning at 9 a.m. for Inside the Huddle, brought to you by Tony Theofana, State Farm Insurance, and Susan Casper, State Farm Insurance in Frankfort. Ken will take an in-depth look at area high school sports programs, both boys and girls action, while looking at college and professional sports, too. Inside the Huddle, every Saturday morning at 9 a.m., brought to you by Susan Casper, State Farm Insurance, and Tony Theofana, State Farm Insurance in Frankfort, from the station keeping you connected for over 60 years, WILO.
My part-time service in the Army National Guard makes it possible for me to be more for the community I call home. I'm a better neighbor because my service has taught me how important it is to be a team player. My training helps me in my classes when I give attention to detail to the task at hand. My service in the Army National Guard allows me to keep my country safe from threats. Learn more about how you too can live and serve part-time by visiting NationalGuard.com.
Sponsored by the Indiana Army National Guard. Aired by the Indiana Broadcasters Association and this station.
WILO wants to hear from you. Let us know your opinion by sending us an email. We now have a sound-off page at ClintonCountyDailyNews.com. Just go to the community page and click on Sound Off to submit your opinion. We've made it easy for you to sound off on the local issues important to you. You can also submit by emailing your opinion to newsroom@casperradio.com. Let us know what's on your mind. One more way we're keeping you connected. WILO.
WILO and Casper Media are members of the exclusive International Broadcasters Idea Bank. Casper Media and 99 other broadcasters from around the world come together to trade ideas on how to better serve our communities and our listeners. A member of the International Broadcasters Idea Bank since 1991, Casper Media has hosted the Idea Bank convention throughout the years. Casper Media and Idea Bank, constantly working to better serve you. Depend on WILO.
Indiana 811.
Hello?
Yes, you should contact 811 before digging, no matter how big or small the project.
Hello?
So, you want to put up a fence, plant a tree, and put in a new mailbox. We'll have someone sent to locate utilities for free within 2 working days.
Avoid damages or injury. Call 811 or visit 811now.com before you dig.
Sponsored by the Indiana Utility Regulatory Commission, this station, and the Indiana Broadcasters Association.
People ask a lot of questions about Ivy Tech Community College. Like, can an Ivy Tech degree get me a good career? Well, some say good, and some say great. In 2 years or less, you can earn an associate degree or certificate, qualifying you for some of Indiana's fastest-growing career fields and earning you an average of $37,777 the first year after graduation. Find your answers at ivytech.edu/FAQ. Then apply for free at ivytech.edu.
Welcome back to WILO's Party Line on this Monday morning. I'm Kevin Keith, and Ken Hartman's over there. He's our news director. I want to thank our sponsors. They are Susan Casper, State Farm Insurance, Encompass Credit Union, Milner Healthcare, Ivy Tech Community College, Civil Time Antiques, and ClintonCountyDailyNews.com. Plus our telecast online at HoosierLandTV.com, made possible by the Farmers Bank, Jim's Heating and Air Conditioning, Schultz IGA, Home National Bank, Wilson Farm Market, and ProByte Computer sales and service. Ken, did you learn anything from the Idea Bank this weekend? Is there one thing that we go around at the end of the session and talk about the one thing, and everybody stands up and tells who they are and what one thing they took out of it. Is there anything that glowing to you?
You know, I thought the thing that kind of made me feel a lot better than I do sometimes is that, you know, everybody's got the same problems that we've got.
Yeah, yeah.
That made me feel good.
Yeah.
And also the fact that, you know, we're not as far off as sometimes we like to think we are.
Right.
We're on the right track for a lot of things, and we're doing a lot of things that we should be doing. But I also said, I don't know if you remember exactly what I said there at the end, is that, you know, we are our own worst enemies.
Mm-hmm.
But also, the world is, we have an world, and we also can get to the top real quick if we will allow ourselves to do it. We are our own worst enemy.
Mm-hmm.
But we have to find ways to eliminate some of the problems and really let people know who the heck we really are.
Mm-hmm. And you said that on Party Line before.
Yeah.
So, I agree with that I think we're doing a lot of the things right. It reminds me to, always be looking for that next opportunity.
Mm-hmm. Right.
You know, I get up there and I get talking to other program directors and other directors of operation and owners and stuff. And they're like, hey, have you seen this? Have you seen that? And I'm like, oh, man, that's really cool. How much is it? And You know, so I like seeing the technology and stuff. And some of those, there's more sponsors around, so we can go around and talk to some of the technology people.
I think maybe the one question I got asked, and I really couldn't answer because I really didn't know. Russ and I talked about this yesterday, the day before. They always ask, who does your streaming? And I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
I'll be the first person. But I
have
don't
a cast.
Know. Yeah. But I'm just saying, you know, I got asked that question more than any other question,
mm-hmm.
other than what you do and where you're from.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That's the question I got asked.
Yeah. And that gives you an idea of where they're thinking, right? They're thinking digital. They're thinking streaming.
And also the thing of it is how many people are doing what we're doing? I mean, they're very few. I mean,
you're right.
You know, we're near the top of this. You know, even though it's a little bit rough right now at times, you know, people have problems now and then.
Right.
But we're right up near the top of doing what everybody is going to be doing.
Right. Right.
Right now we're sitting in the, and I hate to say the catbird seat because I hate that term, but yeah.
Well, I also noticed that going back a year or two ago when I first started going to these with Russ, is that. They'd be talking about, I mean, they'd be asking questions, how do you do this, how do you do that? And I'm thinking, gosh, we're already doing that.
Mm-hmm.
And this is a group with 10 radio stations and, you know, 40 employees, you know. We're already doing that.
Yeah, and I found it kind of interesting because I was talking, this was our news breakout in the afternoon. I was talking to the guy from California who's up in the northeast of Reno out there. Was asking, well, I don't get any cooperation, you know, from press releases from the police department, fire department, sheriff's department. And I just kind of said, well, I said, you know, are these people up for election? And he goes, well, yeah. I said, okay, I'll tell you what you do. No, seriously, what you do is that you put out what you know, and you say, no information was received or no release came from these people. And if they're up for election, put them on the spot.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I said, I guarantee you.
Start getting some cooperation.
Yeah. But this guy's wife all happens to be a district attorney, so he sees a lot of this.
Yeah.
Stuff
oh,
too.
Yeah.
So,
oh, yeah. He really sees it.
Yeah. So he sees the cases. So, but I'm just saying, you know, it was kind of fun. You know, you talk to somebody like Dan Fisher from New York, who's been to the thing for 51 visits. He and his wife were there.
Mm-hmm.
You see a lot of things. And I enjoyed it. I enjoyed it immensely.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm glad you did. I thought you would. Another thing I noticed is that we are doing a lot of the right things, but we've got to be aware of other things coming down the pike.
True.
We've got to be flexible and mm-hmm. willing to move and change and shift and evolve. And
as a matter of fact, one of the things I plan to do today is I've got a list of notes in my pocket here. I want to go through those and kind of just jot down some things. Maybe we I just say here's some things that came up.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe we need to consider X out, do whatever.
Yeah,
but at least talk about them.
Yeah. Well, I'm willing to look at that.
Yeah.
Okay?
And we you and I already talked about one of them we were talking about yesterday, and mm-hmm. it's not going to be feasible at least right now. So.
And we got a couple things that's up our sleeve, too,
mm-hmm.
here on the radio.
Yes, we do.
We're not going to talk about yet, but in the news. So.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Okay, so today is National DJ Day, right? It's like DJ Radio Day or DJ Day or Hug Your DJ Day or whatever. Or something.
I'm not hugging you on air.
No, it's all right. No,
I don't need. I'm sorry, I'm just not.
Don't need to go there. I guess DJs are supposed to kind of break out and play their favorite songs, and you know it's supposed to be the song that mentions a DJ or you know mentions radio or something. I can think of a handful of them, but that just doesn't get me that excited. I think every day is National DJ Day.
You know, the thing of it is, like you said, songs that have mentioned radio or DJ, there's not that many.
There's not that many. You're right.
I mean, especially radio, I'm thinking, I can think of one right off the top of my head. But that's all I can think about.
Well, I mean, there's your radio, Turn Me On, Joni Mitchell.
You know, I think about that one.
There's The Night Fly by Donald Fagen from Steely Dan. He talks about being a DJ. Yeah. There's a couple songs like Domino by Van Morrison. He mentions a DJ.
Yeah.
You know.
Of course, I'm thinking the first, the one that actually mentions radio in the title is Video Killed the Radio Star.
Yeah, yeah.
By
and
the
we
Buggles,
play that.
Which it was the first movie, first video ever played on MTV.
On TV, yeah.
And that was the one hit wonder that they've now, you know.
Yeah, we never heard from the Buggles again.
The Buggles never been heard from since. So.
And we play that song.
Yeah, we do.
And I like that song.
Yeah, it's kind of fun.
But, yeah, it's just like, you know, it makes me think about going to Idea Banks and how much radio's evolved. And there's all these changes around, and radio was the first. It's still here. It's still robust. It's,
but let me,
you know, there's all these changes, but then there's radio right
now. Let me ask you something, though. In the breakout sessions that you went to, because this happened in the ones I was at, was there basically it was asked differently, I'm sure, but basically, two or three things that stood out in everybody's mind. You know, I'm sure. You know, I know that's what happened with me. Is that you know how do we do this? You know, and like I'm sure there were two or three things that set out from what you did too.
Yeah. Well, the people they brought in to host the breakout sessions, these guys, a couple of them, and I called one guy out on it, and I like him, George King from Westwood One.
Right.
He's the vice president.
Yeah.
And I called him out on it, but I told him, hey, just respectfully, you know, because he was talking about whether we should carry national news on
right.
an FM music station.
Because you and I were in that same discussion.
Yeah, yeah. So I said, hey, look, I think it's good to have a little presence because Wylo, you know, we're reflecting the community. We're not just out there to play music and take money.
We're
trying to do the right thing.
I honestly think in that kind of situation, if you are a major market, you can do that.
Right, right.
But for people, I don't know how you really, you know, I don't know how they want to differentiate major market from mid-sized to small.
Yeah.
And see, I think you have different set of rules, not just one rule across the board.
Exactly. That was my point.
Yeah. But
each station's its own independent
thing.
That's
right. And a lot of people, I'm like you. I enjoyed talking to George and I had a good time talking with him. But at the same time, I don't think they quite understand themselves exactly. You know, you're talking about major market, you're combining every market together. You can't do that.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think.
No, I think you're right. And, that would be the downfall of it. And luckily, we get it. Russ Casper gets it. Vern got it.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it's, you know, you have to program your station to reflect your local community.
By the way, whatever Darren Steenbergen, who was our first guest on Saturday, whatever he takes to do a presentation that he took.
You'd like to take that, too, wouldn't you?
Oh, gosh, whatever it was.
Yeah, Darren was good. He's a sales motivator.
Get your swagger back.
Yeah, get your swagger back. And he was very good.
I mean, we're talking 8:30 on Saturday morning.
Yeah, he was woke up bright and early, wasn't he?
Yeah.
So, he was raring
to go. I didn't see the second session. I just saw the first one.
And they've been having him for these big state broadcaster association things. So it was very cool to get a chance to see him.
You know what I like what he said, Ralph? I come up here and scoped out the river. I said, man, I look out there and I see the arch and I see the river, see all this. He said, man, I got to be on top of my game to do this. And then when you look out at what we're looking out at, you're not necessarily, unless he really has got your attention, you're not going to be watching or listening to him very much.
Yeah, yeah. We had a beautiful view to look at.
Yeah, we did.
And, it's he had to be on his game, and he was.
Yeah, he was.
So he kept the crowd engaged.
Yeah.
everything else. A couple quick stories here. I saw where ketchup maker Heinz is scoring big with football fans. It's now going to offer to reimburse flight change fees for anyone who bought a ticket to Miami to see the Super Bowl. The company tweeted, if your team doesn't make it, not all hope is lost. Heinz will cover all but 57 cents as a reference to their 57 varieties.
Mm-hmm.
A spokesperson says they've been adding to the goodness of any moment for decades. Fans can enter online at Heinz57FlightChange.com starting today. So if you were Green Bay or Tennessee and mm-hmm. you'd already bought your Heinz, will buy it back, buy your flight ticket back. Yeah.
I just, you know,
so they can send their executives to watch the Super Bowl.
That's right. Anybody else, would you like to join our group? Here, we'll give you a ticket to the Super Bowl.
But they're paying the full price, all but 57 yeah. cents.
That reminds me, we need to make mention of the fact that Shoops will still be the sponsor for the big party down there.
Providing the food, yeah. huh? Yeah.
That's right.
Right here in Frankfurt.
That's right.
That's cool.
And they do such a great job.
Yeah. Ken, thanks as always, man.
No problem.
All right, and thank you for joining us. And thanks to our sponsors, too. They are Susan Casper, State Farm Insurance, Encompass Credit Union, Milner Healthcare, Ivy Tech Community College, Simpletime Antiques, and ClintonCountyDailyNews.com. Plus, our telecast online at HoosierlandTV.com, made possible by the Farmers Bank, Jim's Heating and Air Conditioning, Schultz IGA, Home National Bank, Wilson Farm Market, and ProByte Computer Sales and Service. Back with more Party Line tomorrow morning at 8:30. Have a great day from WILO.
You've been listening to Party Line on 1570 AM and 96.9 FM WILO. Join us again tomorrow morning at 8:30 for our live broadcast, then again at 5 p.m. for the Party Line replay. Party Line is a presentation of Casper Media, keeping you connected for over 60 years. Nobody talks more about Clinton County than WILO. We'll be right back.